God. And, you know, I've been thinking about spring. Everybody's talking about spring, and the official first day of spring is March 20th. But when I think about spring, and we were just talking about this with somebody who was designing something, like, what color is spring? What are the colors that you think of when you think of spring? Well, of course, you know, tulips and green grass, dandelions, you know, there's a number of colors that I think. But that prompted me to think about what is the color of the year. Does that concern you? Are you concerned about what the color trends are if you're buying clothes or you're buying a new car or you're buying furniture? Is the color of the year going to affect what you choose? Well, maybe not. You're maybe going to go with your favorites, but it will affect you in terms of what's available, because the whole color paint fashion industry kind of gets together and says, this is what's going to be the color or the colors of this year. And so there will be other colors that you may have to look for harder if you really want that color. I think back as a personal example, when I was buying wallpaper, this has been, you know, quite a few years ago, but the colors in decor that year were blue and mauve. I wanted blue and rust for my kitchen. I hunted and hunted and hunted, finally found it, but if I had wanted blue and mauve, I would have had a million choices. Blue and rust, not so much. So the colors that are determined by the industry does affect what you may be able to purchase. So who decides that? How, you know, who gets together? Well, there are some groups that get together to determine what the trend is and what the forecast is going to be. One group called the Color Marketing Group, another the Color Association of the United States, and there's even an International Color Authority. And so there are other agencies across the world. But probably the most important service, actually, is the one called Pantone. And they do pick a color or two every year. And I'll tell you what those are in a minute. But Pantone, I had looked that up, seen that name a lot. It is a service, and they say Pantone provides a universal language of color that enables color critical decisions through every stage of the workflow for brands and manufacturers. All right, that does affect a lot of us. And it goes on to say that more than 10 million designers and producers around the world rely on Pantone products and services. Now, one of their products that they actually, in 1963, became the printing industry that helped match colors, so that if one manufacturer wanted to know, well, is what color blue is that, to relate to another color person, well, they went to Pantone. So that business has just blown out of proportion, I think, in terms of Pantone having a very critical factor in deciding about colors. And so forecasting a single color for 1 year brings into play, of course, the paint companies as well as the manufacturers of fabrics for furniture, fabrics for fashion. It really, as I say, affects all of us. So how do they choose a color? Well, they don't just say, okay, what's your favorite color, guys? You know, sit around the room and say, what's your favorite color? Supposedly, it reflects the current cultural climate in the following year. The color influences, as we said, interior decor, fashion, and even food and other kinds of designs. But sometimes that color doesn't apply to a certain product. For instance, it may not apply to towels, or it may not apply to tennis shoes or SUVs, but on the other hand, it could. So Pantone is sort of the one to go to. Although I'll mention every company has their kind of own color of the year. But looking back in time, of course, there was not that kind of communication and perhaps that kind of concern. But if you look back in the 1800s, for instance, if you want to go back that far, it was really the royalty and the rulers and celebrities who are still having some influence, but they were the trendsetters in the 19th century. So as an example, the signature color of Napoleon's wife, Empress Eugenie, was light turquoise, which was just a shade different than the woman she most admired, Marie Antoinette. So one example of that influence, Tiffany chose this favorite color of Napoleon's wife when it produced the iconic robin's egg blue boxes in 1837. Another influence, the white wedding dress trend began in 1840 when Queen Victoria selected a white dress. That was very unusual. So that made big news, not on a cell phone, but it did make newspapers and probably telephones and however the word got spread. And then in the 1870s, in Paris, the old academic art establishments were obsessed with the color violet. So that became a very popular color to be used in a lot of ways. In the 20th century, we're talking about the 1900s, we influenced color trends as much as they influenced us. So it goes both ways. Colors that gained favoritism, whether they were used in fashion, paint, or furnishings, reflected what was happening in the wider world. So the rise of color could be connected to subtler elements as it changes in the country's economic or cultural climate. So what are the examples? Well, this may surprise you. The Women's Institute for Domestic Science in the U.S. in 1921 endorsed pink for boys and blue for girls. It was 25 years later when that trend was reversed and the tradition became pink for girls and blue for boys. And, of course, we see that changing now quite rapidly. The popularity of lighthearted pastels in the 1950s contrasted with the subtler colors of previous years that was marked by the World Wars and the Depression. So in the 1950s, think about the pink Cadillac and turquoise refrigerators. Those were the reactions to having not so much color in our world. Well, then came along the psychedelic colors from the 60s, and the recession in the 70s brought a retreat to safer, more earth colors, and that's when avocado green, harvest gold, and burnt orange came into our lives in those appliances, and some of those appliances stuck around for a long time. The economic upturn of the 80s brought bold colors, and you know, our whole graffiti and artists, modern artists, captured the vibes of the time in red, blue, green, and yellow, bright colors. But at that same time, that's when that dusty rose or mauve became popular for interior design. Then the economic downturn at the end of the 80s led to the dirty grunge colors of the early 90s. And then in mid-90s, we were back to the brighter colors. So the changing of colors is happening, of course, much more rapidly than it was in the past, all due to our technology and how fast we can communicate and how fast our lives change. So those favorite colors are changing pretty rapidly. So real quickly, from the paint, first of all, Pantone colors of 21 are ultimate gray and illuminating. That's a bright yellow. From some of the paint companies, you'll find Canyon Dusk, Vintage Blue, Satin Paprika, Aqua Fiesta, Aegean Teal, passionate, and urban bronze. You can just kind of imagine what colors those are, but you can bet if you go to the paint store and look for samples here, probably not today, but pretty soon in the future, you will find those colors on the color samples. So whatever you do, just remember, until next time, that colors speak louder than words.